As Bawalia Multichuskus Clare na Gael. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And this bilingual programme is called Clare na Gael, with part of it in the English language as Leis Perchi Sigilg, and with part of it in the Manx Gaelic, Chinya na Mera, the mother tongue of Elian Fanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannachtan de Trish. William Gell has led the way to Machald Head, and just alongside is the former site of the monastery, which is now the parish church and, of course, the surrounding burial ground, and William Gell draws attention to one particular grave. And it's the background to that that fills Clare na Gael this time. Renshin gol toyacht skil ferish na brerchen grim, Jacob as Wilhelm, machion na wegenti, as she kellach as kjarktad, ter ngolgus na slagen, de yinu gins lurish e na crowen, ter a hedden on shen, as show de yinu cochleir and all the cajun, ten a fjorgen chit de e na crowen show. In Padstow, May Day is celebrated in great style with the obioses, the os-os, we-os, the red, the original red os, which comes out of the Golden Lion, and the blue os that comes out of the Institute. And first we'll hear some Padstonians recorded last Thursday taking part in this year's celebration. And then we have Steel Eye Span giving their version of the day's events. Tashu geis jachrish, stashu nanashun, radio banning, viskol or skelia mach, vaidulish, Alan banning.
Thank you. King George, oh, where is he? Oh, he's out in his longboat all on the salt sea. Oh, up flies the kite, down falls the lark. Oh, and Ursula Burden, she had an old yow, and she died in her own park.
Some parties of Padstonians, and then Still I Span with the Padstow May Song. Here in the Rullick, the burial ground round Kirkmackle Parish Church, says William Gill, all loyal Manxmen must revere and hold in memory ever dear one who was born and buried here, who governed midst appalling strife when Indian mutiny was rife, preserving peace and noble life. Here he's referring to Mark Cubbon, and there's a fairly lengthy article about Mark Cubbon in A.W. Moore's Manx Worthies. Mark Cubbon, he writes, was born in the vicarage of Macheld, 23rd of August 1775. His father was Thomas Cubbon, afterwards Vicar General. His mother, Margaret Wilkes, daughter of the Reverend James Wilkes, rector of Balaff, and sister to Colonel Mark Wilkes. We heard of Mark Wilkes, who was governor of St. Helena at the time that Napoleon was exiled there, and Mark Wilkes's daughter went on to be Lady Laura Buchan, the founder of the school. Mark Wilkes developed Kirby Mansion in Braddon. But back to his sister Margaret, who was married to the Reverend Thomas Cubbon. They had 10 children, of whom Mark was 7th. Lurden kellach as a chark, kiau lai on skins, een a crowen on slisten slagen. Genelet son shul de valia, masorten kellach geno carriage as n blazen crow, as ten chark drapples jach on de vein a sai onsen. Te greid en kellach de lizere cormus a grinus de charn a carriage. A genelet kellach son geno shen. Te grey na veli nai ve na imanach, as e na haier a tayag, ach de berle shul de valia, na de chiar na carriage, de carriage te an, you know. Chauds vod ar gargena, henk tunnag, as ish quackel, wa genti bradach morta shuish, quai dins jiu dar au kid jiu gul ar clu ar clu emas, bi shu ar nin dui, an ona bi ir na smedad jiu. As renny saiach air a chelach as a gobek fawst at the lane. Ach, cherau a kelach feshach, as hugge den tunnag brod mais a chorbek, as hugge eber goily leshna jilgege, chudena de renny gwier son machin, as de haraldach renny ligagi heen, ve cochonalt frish grain as a carriage. Now this is a Manx song for May Day, addressed to Betsy Beg Billish, who's to be Queen of the May.
Yahoo tavakin jagger as ripen and green, Mervetsy ve village, Mervishoy and peen. Robin hurry, Robin hurry, Riddle a boo up and fall the riddler. Robin hurry, Robin hurry. Tav a gun jagger as rippin' and goo, be a ven rain of old and gin for the old. Robin hurry, Robin hurry. other it lan. Robinary, Robinary. Oh, vetsi veg filish nivri shemakri, a great velu to ridlish Robinary. Robinary, Robinary. In the pool up in father it lan. Robinary, Robinary.
Annie Kissack and the Manx song about a Queen of the May, Benrain of Alden, and the tradition of wearing tabak and jurga, red topknots in the hair. Esh, hug a kellach a heen the higher a tayag, a shane manach version. Maso, gawad toyach der gol rumbu eg buid moor, as un kellach gillach mach, rai honag chatavi as odosu. Trevan an ol purchain red, henkad dech roiltach chosh, frina as snaid. Diliad, stop, stop, as durtad na voddad goil kesmodelion a soja. The round the region fear lechach. Her rau kid thou drapple stiach on rish tamult beg. Drawad nin shadu eg doris a tive and talier corkir de, as for cum raila jit dersen, kunt a lune. Ren an kellach, as e fagand an e fully keelvad, na jinnach goil mona remus, liga thou gul bourd. Ach, conent rau gelden ochna jinnach ad shadu mer a chas egason na egachyard nodder. De han machs en jaster beg henkud gus taeg. Les on shen, hurad, mach, ne vodad gul na soldier ni shen, non ar au kesmad an na hunnag mai de lure, as ish spega chwish vai chauga hiau, mar so hired stiach on. A.W. Moore's biography of Mark Cubbon in his 1902 publication Manx Worthies continues. As a boy, he enjoyed scrambling over the hills and rocks of his native place, and in afterlife he retained an extraordinary delight in ascending hills. Frequently, when in camp, the bugle sounded at 2:30, when all walked for an hour, then rode till daybreak, when, accompanied by others, he would ascend some neighbouring hill and return to breakfast. In early life he attended the parochial school, and then went to Mr. Madrill in Ramsey, of whom he said afterwards, "I wish he'd taken more pains to thrash Latin into me." His uncle, Colonel Wilkes, wrote to his father from London on the eve of his departure to India before he was acting resident of Mysore, saying he'd prepared matters so as to have Mark enrolled as a cadet, and that he would have to leave England in the spring of 1802. He had to start earlier than was expected, and arrived at Calcutta in the summer of 1801. band Finadri taking up from where Annie Kissick left off with the tune Ben Rain the Bald and the Queen of the May, and then another tune that was made in Max National Songs to the song Home. As then Max Music for May Day, Kjol Banningson and Balden, Blair Balden.
The Nation Station, Max Radio.
Stasiun yn asiwn dy radio fanning, ys yn siôr taw geis a Chris Clare Nigel. Mer yn pyn, Robert Cytyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Tell of our Bobby Bob.
To Claire Nagel Rachlashen with Shacht and Lord Jiguler Scalia Mach, Hoyacht, a Shen Rachlashen through to Nadega Radio Vanning. To podcast Jin Jane Claire Nies, a Shen Rachetten Nasty through to Nadega Radio Vanning, the Truden Reichier the podcast ed, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. Back to A.W. Moore's account. When qualified, Mark Cubbon was appointed to the 2nd Madras Battalion, and in July 1804 to the 2nd Battalion 5th Native Infantry, and served with the field forces commanded by Colonel Chalmers in Travancore. He had an enthusiastic admiration for the sepoys, and respected their religious prejudices, and that was going to be important later. He had admired the sepoys and respected their religious prejudices. He expressed a soldier's pride in his battalion as the best disciplined on the coast, and said that General Sir John Cradock told them that they should take the field in preference to any other if the new war broke out. In 1809 he received a civil appointment. At this time there was great disturbance in the army. Sir G. Barlow had, presumably not Gary, but anyway, Sir G. Barlow had succeeded the Marquess Cornwallis as governor, and among other acts he proposed a pledge to all officers to obey his orders and support his government, or be removed from all military functions. When the pledge arrived at Mysore, the officers refused to sign it, and many of the oldest and best were dismissed. The pledge was presented to Mark Cubbon. Ren yn fer tai ega toiach jynnw dolia, dy raw y tai ega led yn hanna, as dy raw is munion raw cymr o wwzloch. Ach fe iera, tref y gôn ffyr fai yr fe jyntoch, as fe dy chor gyald yn de, dy chor de yn ŵr yn ychiach brei ar yn red, as the bodach e freil y tunag, ren bre ŵ dach le, ren e cordel rys ligad aw tanach dyn o'n ffwt yn hy. As mysor, fy tre ffig yn y loc. Dy moch ys y fora, tre fe chyt y fe solysach, as fy dy chwlio fech ffos na chadla, ren y celach dwsta y chiarg. Haiad dy chor les yn ŵ, ren y tol onji, as diad olyw jay na fy chaws daiji, as hwgad bleis dyn nhw ar y tiolach. Eish haiad gys y sneid fy ffos na cadla, as ren ad trogl nisi lioris y chionec, as ren ad sai yn sclwysiad cair yn air tai. Lwg dawn nis cwr y ffrinus yn enryt llaw ega, as eish yr sŵl detalad herys na crinc as ffodd y fai yn tai eich. Ren yn tunag fe rhaid y chad le ffôn sper, as yr hanach dyn sy chlos, clash yn cronen y sgi yn anoc. We're off to a French-speaking area of Brittany now, where Yannick Jouteau leads as they sing A l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, to the arrival of the beautiful month of May.
Voici le mois de mai, fleuri de violettes, filles et garçonnets sont remplis d'amourettes, ils sont remplis d'amour et de jouets.
À l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, à l'arrivée du joli mois de mai.
Voici le mois de mai, que les rosiers boutonnent, que les jeunes garçons emporte à leur mignonne en lui disant « Mamie, prends ce bouquet ».
À l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, à l'arrivée du joli mois de mai.
Maître de la maison, qu'avez beaucoup de vaches, levez-vous de bon matin, les mener au pâturage, elles vous donneront du beurre et puis du lait.
À l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, à l'arrivée du joli mois de mai.
Maîtresse de maison, qu'avez des grandes filles, faites-les se lever. Et vite qu'elles s'habillent, nous les mènerons toute la nuit pour chanter.
À l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, à l'arrivée du joli mois de mai.
Et vous les braves gens, qu'avez de la volaille, mettez la main au nid, n'apportez pas de la paille, donnez des œufs. Pas pourri, mais bien frais.
À l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, à l'arrivée du joli mois de mai.
Si vous donnez des œufs, je prierai pour votre poule, c'est pour que le renard la prend pas dans sa goule, ventillez bien qu'il vous la mangerait.
À l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, à l'arrivée du joli mois de mai.
Si vous donnez des sous, je prierai pour votre bourse, pour qu'elle se remplit bien, et que Dieu vous rembourse, je prierai l'archange Saint-Michel.
À l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, à l'arrivée du joli mois de mai.
Vous ne pouvez rien donner, donnez la chambrière, Stila qui porte les œufs, vous en fait la prière, ça serait bien pour porter son panier.
À l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, à l'arrivée du joli mois de mai.
Si vous voulez rien donner, grande espèce d'andouille, tous les chiens du pays, vous chieront dans la goule, ça sera là pour vous remercier.
À l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, à l'arrivée du joli mois de mai.
Yannick Jouteau from the Brouwen, the white country, the salt country of the south of Brittany, and she's from the port of Le Croisic on the tip of the Guéron Peninsula, out past Bat-sur-Mer and on up to the tip there, Le Croisic. Lurten tunnag dusta, renni jean magitamoi, der a huri struan, as renni snau shisek, fodder a starving or any tar in a carriage. Ur na gair na sain mi, ren na fair tai dústa. As, lúg de figeil a liavi chlúi ega, gaui toiach dar únlacha e hín. Ach tre gaui an en reclau da chiarmacha e hín, chiarni a frina heris an edan ega, as ren eis chimeg rai vai cleis ga cleis. Eis haias jaxa chamer early, da oda a pibega. Ach tre renni chroma sísgus a tjolag da gael ní smareg, renn bleis da nú séja sús ons na súlian ega. Tada cholio red gol frega mora djú, do tre, as renne liga desan hín tujum sís ledn da sní, ons kæra hianar. Ach, sús renne lima ons tullach, as e gillach mach, och, a nei, an óder awa sneid der ngols djach onsen. Nish, henke de vei corri. A sva auris ega machion na gold i ver jitcho amach sin yaster beg roos shen. Having received this pledge, then, Mark Cubbon's reply was, I have read the declaration proposed by the governor for the signature of the officers, but as the required pledge involves the necessity of acting against my brother officers, I beg leave to decline it. In a letter to his uncle, he said, I cannot bring my feelings to act against my brother officers, nor will I, for mercenary considerations, afford assistance in executing measures which I detest against officers whom I love. I know not which deserves most censure, the conduct of Sir G. Barlow or that of the army, nor did I approve of either, and holding these principles, I lost my appointment. In 1810 he was appointed to the Commissariat Department and served with the field forces under Colonel Close in the Nerbudda country, as afterwards with those under Major General Taylor in the Cornoul. Next year he was appointed Assistant Commissary General, a distinction, he says, far above my rank or claim on the service. I've been appointed to the most delightful cantonment and attached to the largest field force under this presidency. And there's a rather garbled and rougher Manx version of this Irish May song, but Shimsa na Tíre give a beautiful rendition of Hugma Féin and Saura Linn. Theatre company based in Tralee in the Kingdom of Kerry, Shimsa na Tíre, with the solo by Mary Dady there. The song Hugma Féin and Saura Linn, we ourselves brought the summer with us. As I say, there's a garbled and rougher Manx version of it. Heisen huggers hugger, heisen huggers hugger, heisen huggers hugger, Hugma Féin and Saura Linn. Heisen huggers hugger, heisen rollers down, heisen huggers hugger, Hugma Féin and Saura Linn. And that appears in the Clegg collection of the tunes that they collected. And Mark Cubbon's account of his feelings on his appointment finishes like this. I must consider myself one of the most fortunate young men in it, although I am unlucky in my regimental promotion. In 1827 he succeeded Sir William Morrison as Commissary General on his appointment to the residency of Travancore. After the capture of Seringapatam, a separate government was formed of Mysore and invested in the hands of two commissioners. But in 1834, Sir William Bentinck appointed Mark Cubbon sole commissioner with large discretionary powers. Such was the confidence reposed in him that no governor or chief commissioner had such unfettered power committed to him. He occupied this post till 1860, a period of 26 years, during which time the history of the province, quote, is that of a people made happy by release from serfdom, and of a ruined state restored to financial prosperity. In 1856 he received the honour of KCB. During the dreadful insurrection of 1857, the territory of Mysore was maintained in perfect tranquillity. Of course, that comes back to the sepoys. Part of the problem was that the British Army issued to the sepoys, who were Muslim and refused to eat anything to do with pigs, they gave them cartridges which they had to bite the end off, and they were made from pigskin in some sort of way. So the British Army really made problem for themselves with the way they treated the sepoys. Ach tre ich a fair time a girter son the goalie shen, a kellach, a chiark as a tunnag, ha rawadra agen baller be. Esh rene breeren a jinnache arach, cor ech de wagenti ren e as you huish, ne ren ik weg as we jinno lid na klinken jou hinnel nis. As the jaru shen and sledden skeel machion na wagenti. As nish gaskeel en mesich a brer as a hewer. Gau, as genel sin clashen creta en na enman er a brer as a hewer show. Gau a brer lau a hewer as duurte ri. Nier as hoor a boir ein bes. Hanel lechen ein erbe ein. Hanel lechen mai erbe ein. Tan lias boir ein boolishin de chulju lay. As ma vishin gul fagis ji, ti brebbel ar shulshin. Canel vegain de I a crustan crai an yaran vis fegit ar marn. Tan moda fon vord fergin a sher. Te gedin mir mai eishis nish. De bech ach fis erbe ag a boirain, chwish vegin ar ish ag orin. Ta, ligt un golmach cujach ar an teil, lien. Morso hayad. As ren na troil te cledan lai trwyd maren, as lintinen, as bwyl chlai, as medenka flia, dwyt y hiwr, tan a speren na shingan Kenya, Rachelia. David and Rosie Spears in a tune for the Maytime, Carn Baldena, part of the Culture Vannins project, a very successful one a few years ago to develop new songs, tunes and dances for Eve Alden as Lair Balden, and really was quite productive.
The Nation Station. Max Radio.
Shene the Fear Stashun and Ashun Shen Radio Vanning She Claire Nagel Viscolor Scalia Mach Egg a Tray Ton As Mish Robert Cadine Carswell Robert a Carslach As Fuddy the Bee Shen Reclashin
Did the ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Well, wrenching for Yerra Hall, they beg and maul us and the row. Sanyaster beg Henkut Gus Keel Voor. As for huskile jagras as a journal yaurok, the renna drappel sus ons billie erd, as henk cadlaru. A morra gain tre renna duster, van green er erd sa spare, as we sail jane the gyal trud na dulligan. Esh dur de brer, huur, ta pes orum. The rauach fissem er of all the gern struen, the vodem machgull as yuji. Tammy bunnus munion de vermi clashen, fev rai roi. Maso ren a brer drappel nus as ren ili jail a hur lioris a lau, as hired the hira struin. Ach, van liaspur ulgok ne witch, as vi ar sleechel nin jai, san acht na vod ach witchin, as chor pisha ger ulion a struin an sachil. Maso tre hurad struin veg rai de re herish and shiliek, van brer chi yuji. A heel a hur an ach vi greg, has vi rai shees. She tiger be a fair visk yujin peen, quoi visk yujin peen, she tiger be a heen. Esh, dai mach a hur, tammy guiort ma vrebin, gin you. To go on with A.W. Moore's account now, in 1859 the Governor-General wrote, "The service you've rendered to the state in connection with the administration of Mysore for nearly a quarter of a century are, as they have been always been, most highly appreciated by the government. These services were a few years ago marked by the special approbation of the Queen," that's a reference to his KCB, "and the Governor-General freely and gladly concedes to you the high merit of having subsequently, during the late crisis, and in the midst of difficulties which you have in no way exaggerated, kept the provinces under your charge in perfect tranquillity. The value of your services to those provinces, and the honour and esteem by which your high character, as well as by your administrative ability and success, you've won from every branch of the community, European and native, stand on record and can never be forgotten by the Supreme Government." In the next year, orders were issued to transfer the superintendence of Mysore affairs from the Governor-General to the Government of Madras. Now, a tradition of the May in the north of Wales, associated with Flintshire, the old county of Flintshire, is the Cadi Ha. Ha is from have, meaning the summer, and Cadi Ha is the caddy of the summer. Caddy is a character that goes around collect with a May, big May branch. This is David Ewan and Edward now with their version of the song associated with the Cadi Ha.
Yn cadi ha, mor istel dros yr ychlan neidio Hwp, dyna fo, a chymffon buwch, a chymffon llo A chymffon grisiad barir glo, hwp, dyna fo Awen lad a li, a lad a lo, lad a ges i fenthig Hwp, dyna fo, a chymffon ci, a chymffon llo A chymffon grisiad barir glo, hwp, dyna fo Awen cadi ha, mor istaw Dros yr ychlan neidio Hwp, dyna fo A chymffon buwch, a chymffon llo A chymffon grisiad parir glo Hwp, dyna fo Hwp, dyna fo Hwp, dyna fo
A tradition of North Wales for May Day, the Cadi Ha. There's a big May celebration held in Trefynon, the town known in English as Holywell, in North Wales there. In Trefinnen is the holy well of Gwenfrewi. She's known in English as Winifred, and there's a statue of Gwenfrewi, Winifred, there by the Manx sculptor Joseph Swinnerton. It was done in his Rome workshop, and when it was finished, it was taken to the Vatican to be blessed by the Pope before being brought to Trefinnen, where you can see the statue today, in right at the holy well, the shrine of Gwenfrewi. When Sir Mark heard of this, he sent in his resignation, as he held it to be contrary to the declaration made by the Honourable Court of Directors in 1838. When the people heard of this resignation, they prayed Lord Canning not to accept it, and the order was withdrawn. At the beginning of the next year, he felt compelled to resign owing to ill health. He left India in April 1861 and died at Suez on the 23rd. His remains were brought home by Dr. Campbell, who had attended him on the voyage, and interred in Mackle Churchyard, May the 17th. When the tidings of his death reached Mysore, all public offices were closed, and all public business throughout the Mysore territory was suspended for 3 days. A large sum was raised to erect a memorial, and an equestrian statue was ordered from Baron Maroschetti, which was unveiled on the 16th of March 1866 in the presence of an immense assembly. Mr. Bowring, who had succeeded him, gave an address expressing his admiration of the abilities and high character of his illustrious predecessor. Mavisu gu jain tru and shaw do to hewer, hicku de ve de vech fai, as ni u rape a meons pishin. Masaw renna brer cumle hin vai you, gerder au pus pers muir erchen, as durte de ginnach e few der a henka der a na truen. Tre henkert gus a natruen, chil de hury grey. She maud all de be a fair with Gugin Peen. Quoi with Gugin Peen, she maud all de be u heen. Esh, die mach a hure, tammy guiot, my brer reen, gin you, none a be u cochlaid gus maud all de, as new slug a shees me. Masaw, ren a brer cumle heen why you, as durte. Nim few der a higmoger a natruen. As esh signed thou you, grey or be thou grey, huisht and pes orm. As esh tre henkad gus a tras truen, heel a hure an art chouds vi rai, the rowy grey. She min jeg be a fair with skewed Jean Peen, quoi with skewed Jean Peen, she min jeg be u heen. Min jeg shen fai egg. Esh dur te hiwr, o ma vrer tam i gwiort gyn niw none biw cochleid gus min jeg. Now we're going to hear Karen Trenier and Booker with a Mayday carol.
We have been wandering all this night, and almost all this day, and now return it back again. We've brought you a branch of May.
In nose with yan hagwab, oh, grow in me, banner gwyn thee ever hagen sal. In banner gwyn in desin dom, is cake in ribbon tam. Ha bevens this, the weller fear of glue is agen can. Have Venice throw thee hark and wake, that she in then win all. Oh, clanu wag, toro quack, oh, now me have a goal.
it is time to be gone. No longer can we stay and bless you all, both great and small, and bring you a joyful May.
Karen Trenier and the May Day Carol. She was joined there by the band Booker, and the vocals that we heard accompanying Karen there were by... which brother was it? One of the Booker brothers? Dear, dear. Dreadful, awful, isn't it? Andy. Oh, it was Andy. Of course it was Andy. And speaking of Cornwall again, Flora Day. We've heard about Padstow, which is on the 1st of May. Flora Day is held in Helston on the 8th of May, and that's when they dance the furry in and out of the houses. They just dance in a large chain of people all round the town, in and out of the houses. And Flora Day will be coming up on Thursday, the 8th of May. Mavisu the Vinjeg, Nius Rai for the Vorm. Ach, ver, Luna Shees Hanna, Lorish Chowa Truen, as we chroma Shees as a new Jane Ostia. As Houds Ren the Bainan Toshi, Gull Herish the Mailen Egger, Henke, the Vein of Vinjeg. As Ren the Hure Kenya Herish of Rare Bar Kaltek, as Ren a Mijeg Kenya Nis, as Ren a Tanachten the Trimshach Lorry. Now, despite what William Gell says about revering and holding in memory, I suspect that Sir Mark Cubbon is now not well known at all. In Waterloo Road in Ramsey, his sister, Miss G.M. Cubbon, erected Mysore Cottages in 1865 as an almshouse for the poor and needy, and they were the subject of her life's work in Ramsey. The building is still there, called Mysore Cottages, in memory of her brother and his work in that province in India. Ach, Shanae Carnish, by Claire Nagail. Well, Sinead Cartnish by Claire Nagail, Chris Pearson will be with you from 7 till 9 with the best of chill-out music for your Sunday evening. And then at 9 o'clock in Sundown, Judith Leigh will be presenting The Best of the Festival, a look back at a busy week of the Manx Music, Speech and Dance Festival, The Guild. Claire Nagail comes to a close with some haunting and atmospheric Irish music, played by Davy Spillane with the band Moving Hearts, and they're giving a musical description of The May Morning Dew. As my saw my de loo my wee grey, Shane tread our gull as fodum gull as pertny hinge, as Jean air e walden, and charmenus as ulu and neridin to gull air lesh na island air try, as ulu vis gull air mor arn jean elia shen to gull air cummel fast the beg jew, as be it gull toyacht and all you na island as na charmenus and shen, be shen gull toyacht ek nair a chlag, der a jair a chlag as ek jair a chlag, be chentagan ragan a sen. As Masonish Dera Anachirdesh from Claire Nagail, this is, oh, perhaps I ought to say that in English. Of course, if you go to Peel this evening, there's a lot of activity taking place down on the shore, and at 9 o'clock there'll be lots of bonfires and ceremonies taking place as part of Eve Alden, the celebration of the May Tide. And you can go along to there and watch that, and then at 10 o'clock there'll be fireworks there in Peel. Ac this is Robert Cattin and Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Howl Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve, I'm a Creort, as my year and shared it.